From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Prosecutors have rested their case in the trial of Major Nidal Hassan. He's the Army psychiatrist accused of murdering 13 people and wounding more than 30 in the 2009 shooting attack at Fort Hood in Texas. And while the case took nearly 3 years to get to trial, once the proceedings started, they've moved along very quickly. NPR's Wade Goodwin spent the day in the courtroom at Fort Hood. He joins us now. And Wade, the idea was that the prosecution's case might take weeks, maybe months, but here we are. It's 11 days into the trial, and now prosecutors have rested. So why don't you walk us through what they laid out in their case?
Well, I'm not sure how much credit the prosecutors get, even though it's their case we're talking about. This is mostly Major Hassan's doing. He decided that he wanted to represent himself, and though legal experts always advise against that, you have that right. And you might remember that when it became clear that Hassan was going to represent himself, there was some anxiety about the fact that he was going to be given the opportunity to cross-examine witnesses that he's alleged to have shot. But there's been none of that. No belligerent cross-examinations. In fact, almost no cross-examination by Hassan at all. Time after time, he said, "No questions, Your Honor." And that's meant that 89 witnesses have testified in just 11 days. And that's got to be some sort of record for a major murder trial like this.
And why is it, Wade, that Nidal Hassan has not been, for the most part, cross-examining those witnesses? What's the strategy there?
I think it's because he doesn't want to. He's already conceded in court that the evidence demonstrates he was the shooter. And in letters Hassan sent to the local Killeen newspaper that were published on Sunday this weekend, Hassan wrote that he switched sides. He's with Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. And so having attacked the enemy, you know, men and women who were once his colleagues, his fellow soldiers, he seems content. He's demonstrated nothing but respect for the judge and the witnesses. There have been no attempts at political or religious diatribes like we witnessed with FLDS leader Warren Jeffs when he was on trial for having sex with minors. Major Hassan's main agenda now seems to be to move this trial along.
Well, what do we expect when Nidal Hassan starts his defense tomorrow?
Well, that's the big question. Comments made by the judge this morning hinted at the possibility that Hassan might take the stand. Now, that would be a very strange spectacle, because when you're representing yourself, you're not allowed to just take the stand and offer some impassioned speech in your own defense. You have to actually ask yourself questions and then answer them so that the prosecution has the opportunity to object to your question. This morning, the judge explained that detail to the major, which makes me wonder if that's what we're in for tomorrow. Or he could simply rest without offering any defense at all, and that would be in keeping with his legal strategy so far. In his mind, he's taken the fast lane to martyrdom.
So not planning to call any witnesses, as far as you know?
We're not quite sure. Maybe one witness at most, but maybe just himself is the one witness. We can't really tell, but we'll know tomorrow.
Okay. NPR's Wade Goodwin covering the trial of Nidal Hassan in Killeen, Texas. Wade, thanks so much.
It's my pleasure.